Amen. We are having two men here, and that is Pastor Meripat and I was doing, it's like we were whispering into our ears. Amen. I want to thank you all for such a wonderful love you guys have shown to somebody called Pastor Samuel and the ministry, Life Christian Center. Thank you very much. And I would like to tell you the church back in Ghana appreciate everything that you people are doing for us in supporting the ministry as a whole. May God bless you all. And also, thank you very much for standing with us to pray for our good friend and our pastor called Stephen Naba, who in my plans, I want to partner with him to go to Ivory Coast. And so I can feel the very, very, the pains that I initially received the message about. We didn't actually call in there for to see if something is going on wrong or whatever, but we call on different purpose, and we were told about this issue. And the frontline ministry were able to help us to send them some money to take good care of him after we've come to know that though it was said to us earlier on that it's like they are looking for money for hospital bill, but we have to support him with prayers. And that is the first and foremost thing we decide to do. And we did it. And one thing we know is that the doctors are there to treat, and God is there to bring the healing. And so we were trusting God for his healing. Like you all have heard already, that when he was sent to the hospital, the doctor says, oh, there is nothing they can do. They just give him a drip, and then he received it, and then they said, go home and die. No wonder the Bible says in Romans that the letter killeth, but the Spirit of God giveth life. And so the words of people can kill, but God is there to bring life. And so he came home, and there wasn't a rest in our spirit. We were praying. They were praying. Pastor Meripat, Pastor Bill, we all stood up. In the house, and we were praying all around the place and speaking all kinds of different tongues in the different levels. And when it get to a time like this, one have to pray more. So we've been praying and praying and praying, and God was bringing the healing. And this evening, I call. Over there in the evening, I call. So when I call, I was told, God is moving. God is healing. You know, God will not send forth his word for it to come back the same as it has been sent. God's word accomplishes. When you read the book of Psalms, Psalm 107, verse 20, Bible says, and he sent forth his word, and it went to heal the sick and delivers them from their destruction. The word destruction over there means and delivered them from death. You know? And so, the word of God is powerful. And thank God we pray for somebody who always say powerful. And so I heard him when Pastor Mary Pat was saying to him, say powerful.
Powerful.
Say powerful.
Powerful.
Stephen, say powerful. Powerful. And then I believe that breaks the bounds. And that breaks the cords of that kind of sicknesses. And so we thank God. We thank God for what he's taking him through. And they were ready to look forward for bigger things to happen so that Stephen will go back to the pulpit again. I told God in one of my prayers at midnight, I said to God, God, Stephen and I are going to go to Ivory Coast. And so I need him. I don't want him to die now. Spare me, Stephen, and let me finish the work of God with him. And so I'm believing God and trusting God that God is going to do it. Amen. So thank God. Your prayers are being answered. God, I've heard your prayers. When we come together like this to pray, it tends to be something, it tends to be like an atomic bomb. Especially when the enemy have gathered his host, you know, around somebody he wants to put to death. And when we pray like this, in the spiritual realm, there is no distance. We pray and we pray, it just have to go all the way to West Africa. And then look for a place called Ghana. And then go to the northern side of Ghana. And go and look for Stephen's house. And then just drop it down like a bomb. And then they scatter. Hallelujah. Amen. So prayers are wonderful. And the 24/7 prayer that we are doing, I want to tell you that it is something that is going to bring a good achievement. A very good achievement. And very soon, you guys are going to experience it. Many a times when you are praying, you can't see the results of it. It is afterwards, then you will see the results. Many a times. Sometimes too, it happens immediately when you are praying. And so, whichever way, God's hand is in it. Okay? And God will see to it that your prayers are going to be answered. When we come together like this and we pray and we don't stop 24/7, I mean, it makes God think about different issues altogether. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 62, I think verse 6, he said, those who call the name of the Lord should not give God rest. Can you imagine? Don't give God rest. Don't let him rest. And so if I come here and pray, and then I finish my prayers and another people also come here and pray, it's like we are disturbing God. And then God will say to himself, tell me what you need. And so that I will just give it to you and stop bothering me. Please, stop bothering me. He says, give God no rest. And I wonder how, I mean, God will not rest. Because this woman is praying, this girl is praying, this man is praying, everybody is praying, I'm also praying. And we are praying in chains. You know, you pray maybe 1 hour, she pray at least 1 hour, another person pray another time, and then it keeps on like this, going on and going on and going on. God said, when at all am I going to rest? Please leave me alone. Leave me alone and let me go. Hallelujah. Amen. When you read the book of Genesis, I think chapter 32 or so, and Jacob was on his way going back to where God spoke to him like a place called Bethel. And on his way going, he heard about his brother who has changed him for a long time, looking forward to have him and then kill him. And Jacob didn't know what to do. So he asked his children and then his servant to move ahead of him.
And then Jacob stayed back. And Bible says when he stayed back, he had an encounter with the Lord. He decided to pray. And so he spent time with God. And God revealed himself to him. God came down by himself. And Jacob got hold of God and struggled with God. And God was pushing Jacob aside. And Jacob said, no way. I'm not going to leave you alone until you have done what I need from you. And so God said, please leave me. Leave me. I just want us to read that portion. Kindly turn with me in your book, in your Bible, to the book of Genesis chapter 32. And I'm reading from verse 22. And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And that man is God, okay? Verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day break. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Can you imagine God struggling with man? And God telling man, please let me go. Can you imagine this? God was wrestling with man. And God couldn't even stand and said to man, please let me go. Let me go. And the man said, Jacob said, no way. I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. Hallelujah. That is the first time I've seen God begging man. Let me go. Hallelujah. And so no wonder when the Bible says those who make mention of the name of the Lord should not give God rest. Let me go. And man said, no, I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. And then he asked the man, Jacob, what is your name? And he said, my name is called Jacob. And he said, you are no more going to call Jacob. I'll bless you now so that you let me go. And he said, your name is going to be called Israel. Hallelujah. And that was the first time the name of Israel was mentioned. And so you see, God, man can struggle with God. Do you believe that? That is Bible. Amen. This evening, I want to share something with you that will revive you, that will motivate you, and for you to pray the more. Amen. This evening, we are going to pray very little because time is fast praying, but we are going to pray and collect anything that the devil has taken from us. And anything that belongs to us, which have been taken away from us, we are going to take it back. We are going to break every yoke of the enemy and take what belongs to us back. So turn with me to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter 27. The same book of Genesis, chapter number 27. And before I tell you the verse, let me tell you the story over there before, and then we read the verse. Chapter 27, you can open it and let air, the fresh air, just blow on it. Okay? Yes, this is my last time meeting with you for the rest of the year. And maybe you guys will not see me again
So I just have to put something into your memory. So that when I come back and I ask you, what is the last message I preach here? It will be easy for you to remember it. Okay? All right. Genesis chapter 27. And it happens like this. When Isaac knew very well that very soon he's going to be called home. So he decided to bless his children, but he decided to bless one of his favorites called Esau. And so he asked Esau to go and prepare him some good food. Go to the woods and then look for maybe an animal and kill it and then prepare food for him. And when he was telling him this, the wife was there listening. And so immediately the wife Rebecca called Jacob and told Jacob about it and said to Jacob, I want you to get the blessing. And so you have to speed up yourself and then go to the bush and look for an animal and bring it to me, and I will prepare the kind of food your father likes most. And so he went and brought it. Meanwhile, where is Esau? Esau has also gone. He was searching for it. And so she prepared the food and then gave it to the father. And then Bible says when he went to the father was almost to sense that he wasn't the one who was sent. So he realized that, it wasn't Jacob, but when he was looking around his hand and putting his hands on the skin, he saw, he feels some kind of hairy around him. So he perceived that it could be Esau. And so he just accepted it. Meanwhile, Jacob has collected the birthright of Esau from him. And then when the father also received the food, the father also blessed Jacob. Bless him with all the blessings that he had. He put up all the blessings on Jacob. And then Jacob received the blessings. Immediately Jacob received the blessings, he went away. And then Esau came. When Esau came and went to the father, said to the father, Father, I have come. Rise up and begin to eat the food that you asked me to prepare for you. And so the father said, Who are you? At that time, the father's eyes was growing dim. So, he cannot see anything. So he said, I am your son, Esau, your firstborn son. And then he said, But you just came here and you brought the food to me, for me to eat it. And why have you come again? And he said, I have now come. And he said, Oh boy, then your brother Jacob has come to take the food. Has given me the food. So he said, there was something that this guy said to the father. Shall we read that portion, please? Verse 36. He said, And Esau said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? I'm continuing reading. 37. Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me. Me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Very painful. Painful. 39. Then Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, When Isaac saw that Esau was crying, then he lifted up his voice and said to him, "Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth." So no wonder where the Arabs are, there is much oil. And then he said, "Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above." Now look at verse 40, and that is where we're going to stand and pray. "By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother." Then he said, look at it, "And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck." Either than that, anything good that comes to your way, that comes into your life, your brother will still come and take it from you. And then he said, Isaac said to Esau, he said, "I want to tell you, when you become restless, when you have become restless," in other words, when you seem you don't feel tired, in your life and in your prayer life, then you can break that yoke around your neck. In other words, Bible is telling us that there is a spiritual yoke around Esau's neck, which has made him anytime, any day, that it seems to get close to a blessing. Then there comes around Jacob, who comes and collects the blessings from him. Have you seen somebody who sometimes deserves this kind of favor or blessing? And then, lo and behold, you will realize that the blessings will be shifted to somebody. I don't know how many of you guys have experienced that before. Many a times, when it's like you are looking for a job, you have prayed for that job, you have cried to God for that job, and then it seems for you to go forward, move forward for that job. And then something just happened. And then by the time you get there, you may get there very late or a little bit late. And then the owner of that job will just tell you that, you should have come quickly or in time. We've shifted that job to somebody. And then you lose that job. You know, anytime there is a blessing coming on for Esau, and then somebody comes in and then take the blessings. And that is how it goes with Esau and Jacob. Esau was deceived. Jacob collected the blessings of his birthright from Esau. And then the blessings that the father also has for him, he went ahead of him and then collected it. And that is why Esau was told by Isaac that when you become restless and you didn't give up, or you are not going to give up, then you can break that yoke that causes Esau or Jacob always to come and then collect the things that belongs to you. Are you guys following me? Are you understanding me? Now let me repeat myself again. Yeah. You see, many a times in the life of Esau, as soon as he's about to get blessings, and then you see Jacob, who come and then just cross him and then collect the blessings from him. There are some blessings that belongs to us and that has gone to wrong people. Are you understanding me? And so this thing has kept on right from when they were baby, even when they were in their mother's womb. When they were in their mother's womb, they were struggling in their mother's womb. When you read the book of Hosea said, when even they were in their mother's womb, Jacob deceived his brother. You see, so it came up even when they were born. And then Jacob saw that Esau is the firstborn of him.
But he needed the firstborn. He needed the right to make himself the firstborn. Even though God has prophesied about it. Okay? But this man was always there to collect any good thing that seems to come in the way of Esau. And so finally, when the father was blessing him, was blessing Esau, he said the final word. He said, I am telling you, Esau, when you are able to break that yoke around your neck, then you can collect anything that belongs to you. And no wonder why, no wonder today or since Sunday, we have started the 24/7. Because this is not the limit of God's blessings to us. God wants us to move ahead with so many kinds of blessings. And so when we are able to break that yoke around us, then the blessings will become ours. So we shouldn't give up in life. There may be some people here who may be going through some kind of struggle, and it seems to them that they have to give up. But I want to tell you that don't give up. He said to Jacob, maybe will somebody read it, verse 40 in his Bible. Verse 40. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you become restless, then you shall break the yoke from your neck. We have some people in the house who don't pray for some time. Yes, everybody have the liberty to pray anytime, anyhow. But I want to believe that there are some who don't even pray at home. They come here and they pray and that is all. Maybe on Sunday and then they pray and that is all. There are some also who when they read the Bible in the house, that is all. But when you become restless, you pray here, you pray at home. You pray at everywhere. Bible says men ought to pray at all way. I mean everywhere. Hallelujah. You pray at everywhere. When you become restless, then whatever belongs to you, you can claim it. It belongs to you. You have to do it. You have to claim it. I've been saying that Christianity is not a fanfare. It's a warfare. And every person has to engage himself. Your prayers we are doing here is a warfare prayer. 24/7. It's a warfare. We are praying for the church, we are praying for the country, we are praying for the community. And it's a warfare. There are so many spirits that have been loose around that we cannot see them with our eyes. But our prayers can locate them. Our prayers know where they are. Our prayers can read them, and our prayers can destroy their works. So that when you are coming to church, you come to church freely. And then when you come to church, you receive what belongs to you before going. Hallelujah. When you become restless, then what belongs to you, you can get it. You don't need to consider yourself as you have worked all day, so you are tired and so. One time, David had to associate himself with the Philistines. And then when he got to know that, or when the Philistines got to know that they are going to fight against David's people, like Israelites, and Saul was the head of that army. Bible says they decided to tell David that, David, go back because we cannot go with you. Else you will turn around and then fight against us. So go back. Meanwhile, David associated himself with the children of the Philistines. And so when he was asked to go back, he went back to his land, the land given to him by the Philistines. As soon as he got there, there was a big disaster that has happened. Bible says they have come, the Amalekites have come, have taken everything that belongs to David and his army. Everything away. They have kidnapped everybody, they have burned, they have destroyed, and they have taken everything, their children, everything. And Bible says David cried, and all of them cried, to the extent that they even took stones, ready to throw at him. So they cried until Bible says all their strength went away from them. And now David asks God, should I go chase the children of the Amalekite and collect what belongs to me, or find them and collect what belongs to me. And God said, yes, David should have rest, but he didn't rest. Coming out from the battlefield, coming to see what has happened, crying for so many hours until even there wasn't any strength, he should have rest, but he didn't rest. When you become restless, then you can break the yoke. Hallelujah. And so David didn't rest. And God said, don't rest. Move ahead and cut them up so that you can collect what belongs to you, beloved. Don't rest in anything until you have it. Don't rest. I want to tell you this. This is what I have found from this country. Maybe not here, maybe somewhere else or here. But I've not observed it from here, though. But maybe. We know how to pray and get the things, but we don't know how to pray to maintain the thing. When God brings it, we are okay. But how to maintain it and make it last for us, that is another problem. We are not doing good in that area at all. So David didn't rest until he went and then catch up with the Amalekite and then collect everything. Bible says he collected everything and brought it back. He didn't rest. When the yoke is going to go away from you, then you don't need to rest. Hallelujah. When you are sick and you are trusting God for something, looking forward for a miracle to happen in your life, don't give God any rest. Hallelujah. Don't give God any rest in your life. Don't give God any rest. Shall we please be on our feet? Anything that have been taken away from us, and like what we've just read in verse 40, it says, and it shall come to pass, it shall come to pass, it shall come to pass when you are restless. When you are restless. In other words, always doing it. Always doing it. Always fighting for it. Always praying for it. Always looking up to God in prayer. Always all the time. When you become restless, then you can break that yoke. There could be some habits in your life. There could be some personal habit in your life. There could be something, you know, it is happening in the family. And you are also enjoying it. Not enjoying positively, but it is happening in your life. You have not considered it now. You have not considered it yet. But I want to tell you that if you are going to become restless and pray and pray and pray and not stop praying until that thing is broken, I want to tell you that you will be free. You are going to be free. I don't know what you are looking forward for God to do. But I'm telling you tonight that you shouldn't give up in life. Don't give up. The woman in 2 Kings, I think chapter 4, when the son died, and then he reported it, he didn't actually report it to the son's father. She said to the son's father, can I get a donkey? Can I get a camel? And maybe somebody to ride me to see the man of God. And then when she was going, she got encountered with some people. And then they were asking her, is everything all right? She said, yes. She didn't give up. She went on and she went ahead. So on the distance, when she was coming, Elisha saw him. And then Elisha asked him. Elisha sent Gehazi to go and ask him, go and ask her. Woman, is everything all right? She said, yes, everything is all right. Is your husband, doing well? She said, yes. What about your son? She said, yes. Meanwhile, the son is dead. Are you all right? She said, yes. She was restless. She was prayerful. And then when she came to the feet of the man of God said to her, Abba, this one, the Lord didn't reveal it to me. Yeah, there are so many things the Lord will not reveal to men of God. But you know what you are going through. You need to tackle it. Hallelujah. You need to pray. You need to, you shouldn't give God any rest. Will somebody read it? Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6. Isaiah 62, verse 6. Thank God we have the opportunity to pray. Beloved, join yourself to it, okay? I mean, even when you feel like you can't do, let that I can't do spirit go away. And then try yourself. Do something. Come over here and start praying. I want to tell you that God will bless you. The fact that you come and pray, God will lift you up and bless you. Isaiah 62, verse 6. What did the Bible say? Will somebody read it? I have set watchmen. The word watchmen means intercessors. People who intercede. Intercessors. People who stands in the gap. A watchman is now, the modern word for a watchman is a security man. So a watchman is somebody who stands in between two opinions. So between God and then the person who is watching for. Being a believer, you are standing in for the church and then God. Hello? And he said, I've set watchmen within your walls. Hallelujah. The wall stands for your security, your protection, your fortress. Hallelujah. Your wall stands for your peace. When your security is broken, when your walls are broken, anybody can come in. Any enemy can come in. Hallelujah. In Ghana, where I was born, there is a big compound and we have two gates. And in our house, where most of us know, where Pastor Dan lives, you know, there is two gates. And there is a street, I mean, around the gate. The other side, gate A as a street, gate B as a street. So most people, when they want to walk a short distance to the other side, they use our house. Because there is no door or gate. The pillars are there, but there is no gate around it. So they just use it as a shortcut to the other side. So where there is no protection, anybody can come in. To the extent that we are close to the mental hospital. And so you see people who comes and then they walk around the place and then they'll be talking because they are mentally disordered. And then because they see that place as anybody can just walk in there. So your walls are security, are protections. And God is saying, I've set watchmen around your walls. When you pray, you intercede for people, God will make people to intercede for you. When you pray for somebody, you are also attracted to be prayed for. When you don't pray for anybody, nobody pray for you. Because you give, you receive. And when you pray, being one person, you pray for people, or you pray for one person, God will cause people to pray for you, not one person, but people. Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. You give your prayer, people will give unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. God will cause men, not one man, men, to pray for you. So you didn't finish, madam. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jerusalem. Yes. Which shall never hold their peace day or night. In other words, they will never stop praying day or night. Please, yes. Those who make mention of the name of the Lord, keep not. You haven't finished. Uh-huh. And give him no. Now this is the word over there. And give somewhere no. Oh no, that is not true. Give him no rest. Give who? Can you imagine somebody is going through tough times, hard times, and then you can see him or her sleeping, snoring. if the devil sees you like that, he will come and add more problems. Hallelujah. But what God wants to see you for is that he wants to see you standing on your feet, praying till it is over. Praying till it is over. Hallelujah. Don't give God no rest. Personally, I have a challenge. I've told you here before. It's about 20 years now. I'm still praying about that challenges. And I'm still praying and I've not given God any rest about it. Anytime I go on my knees before God in prayer, I make mention of that thing to God. And I said to God, I'm not going to give you rest until you have healed my daughter. I'm not going to give God any rest. Hallelujah. But you know what? Sometimes the more you pray, it's like the more the challenges become intense. That is the work of the enemy, to scare you. Hallelujah. We are not going to move by what we hear, not by what we see, but what the word of God has said to us. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and let us pray. Begin to thank God. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Masakata. Lema mama mama mama. Bosiki ande. Give God no rest. Yes, Lord. Masiki ande. Kapo sokoto. Boshakata. Lema mama 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 mama. Yen nalaba. Siki ande. Kapo sokete ya. Hendolobo shiki anda. Hindolobo siki yaba. Kapeski bo rokoto. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord. Yen nalaba siki ande kabeskoto. Ya nalaba kabeskoto libaba shiki ande. Hey, basakata le mama 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 mama. En nalaba siki ande kabosokoto. In nalaba shiki ande. En nalaba siki ambo koto libikitaya. En nalaba siki ande kabeski bo. En nalaba siki ande kabeska bendo lobo shakata ya. En nalaba siki ande. Ho rokoto libibiribi ande kabese kete. Indolobo shakata le babaka bendolobo. Inalaba siki ande kabendolobo shakata ya. En nalaba siki ande kata lomokoto libibi ande. En nalaba sokoto libiki ande. Yes, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Masakataya. En nalaba siki ande kabendolobo. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, 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 mama. Sekete. Indolobo shakata. Le mama maka bendolobo. Siki ande. En nalaba seketa. Le mama ka bendolobo. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Okay, we are going to pray maybe the last prayer. There is something I want you to focus your mind on. There is something maybe you just allow yourself to be taken away from you. It could be your joy. It could be your peace. It could be your breakthrough in life. It could be your blessings. It could be your healing. You were almost there. But like the Bible has said in verse 40 of Genesis chapter 27, it says, but when you become restless, then that yoke will be taken away from you. In other words, when you decide not to give up in prayer, then that yoke will be broken. I don't know what you are going through tonight, but I want you to just put yourself in a position by anything. I mean, seeing yourself that you are going to claim anything that belongs to you. Anything that belongs to you, you are going to pray and let it happen. Hallelujah. And bring it back. Like David, pray. He said to God, God, should I change for these people and then collect what belongs to me? And God said, yes. What are you, David? What are you waiting for? And so anything that belongs to you, we are going to pray and then claim it back. It belongs to us. It has been given to us already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Open your mouth and pray. Anything that has been taken away from you, your joy, your marriage, your breakthrough. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We take it, Lord. We take it back, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Boshakata. Lema mama kaba. Pray, pray, pray. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Masakata. Lema makabeski ane. Hinoloboshiki ane. Kabeski bo. Hinalabasiki ane. Katale makabaski ane. Hinoloboshiki ane. Kabeski bo. Hinalabasiki ane. Kabeski bo. Rokoto. Hinalabasiki ane. Kabeski to. Libakapandoloboshiki ane. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord. We claim it, Lord. Anything that belongs to us, O God, and has been taken by the enemy, Lord, we take it back, Lord. We take it back, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. We claim what belongs to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Anything that belongs to us, we claim it, Lord. We take it back, Lord. We take it back, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yenalabasiki ande kapendolobo shakataya. Henalabasiki ande kapeskoto. Hinalabasekete lalibikito. Yes, Lord. We take our peace. We take our joy. We take our healing. We take our breakthrough. Yes, Lord. Masiki ande kapel rokoto. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Basiki ane. Kabosekete. Brokoski ane. Kabasakatayane. Anything that belongs to you, you are taking it back. Anything that belongs to you and the enemy are taking it from you, you are taking it back. In the name of our Lord Jesus. It belongs to you. Your healing belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Your strength. Your strength. Your strength belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Your joy. Your joy belongs to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The peace in the marriage belongs to you. It doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pesakata lema mama makabeski an. Ho nalaba shiki ana kabeski bo. Bo sakata ya bekata limikito la makaski ane. Nolobo shakata lema mama kabaski ane. Hey nalaba shiki ane kabaski ane. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There is this body, this person, as I was praying, the Lord was telling me that he had a dream and he was being chased. That person was being chased in the dream. That person couldn't stand. He couldn't stand against his enemies. I don't know who that person is. But if you are that person, please come forward and let us pray for you. We don't want anybody to chase you again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Shall we bow our heads? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Masakataya. Bosiki ande. Kabeski ande. Nobody will change you again. Yes, Lord. Because peace to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody coming? Yes, Lord. Masakata. Lema mama kabeski ande. Kabosakataya. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Masakata. Bo siki ande. Kabeski bo. Rakataya. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break anyone, oh God, chasing you. We come against them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. 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 We command those chances to be brought forward. When they come, they will not see you. In the name of Jesus. And we stop them from coming. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Bosakata lima mama 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 mama. Yes, Lord. Masekete nalimikito. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any enemy that chases you in your dream, we command them to be stopped. In the name of Jesus. We stop them right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we bind them all and we cast them all away from you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That from this night henceforth. Yes, Lord, they have work, oh God. They have work, oh God. Their work, oh God, have come into an end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name. Shall we continue to bow our heads? Just bow down your heads. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep us sakata. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Bosakata lima mama mama ma sokoto libaba shakata ya. Bosakata lima maka benolo boshiki ande kabeski bo nolo boshiki ande. I see there is somebody here who is having a debt issue with the bank, and the enemy wants to disgrace that person. I mean, if you are that person, please do come forward and let us support you in prayer. Yes, Lord, mashakata lema mama kabeski bo nolo bo shiki ande. Are you the one? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, masiki ande. Yes, Lord, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, my God, your word is true, O God. And Father, we pray, O God, any spirit, O God, that wanted to put her into shame, the devil that wanted to put her into shame, we come against that spirit, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, see her through, Lord. See her through, Lord, and provide her the means, O God, to settle anything, O God, she has with the bank, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you didn't call us into shame, O God. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, we know that, the God, you are going to see her through. See her through, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord is going to do it, Lord. The Lord is going to do it, Lord. Boshakata le mama 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 sekete nalibaba kabeski ane. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shall we all please be on our feet and let me pray the final prayer? Shall we close our eyes? Just tune your spirit into the Spirit of God. And be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is going to speak to you. Even as you are standing there right now. He's doing the speaking. And he's going to speak to you right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. He's speaking to you right now. Just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and allow him to have his own way in your life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The Lord is opening some doors. I see that there are doors that is opening. Doors, doors. Doors in someone's life, doors is opening. I see some doors opening right now. Doors. Doors. Because yokes have been broken. The yoke of failure has been broken. The yokes of failure has been broken.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just as we close right now, step in to what the Holy Spirit's telling you. Step in and just say, yes, Lord, that's for me. And I will never give up because you're behind me, you're backing me because of your love. So, Father, we just thank you for the release over this body today. As you're imparting to us, Lord God, more of a tenacity of heart to press in. And, Father, to be able to receive all that you've released to us, Lord, and to learn how to maintain it. So we thank you, Lord God, that we do commit to Isaiah 62 for our lives. We ask, Father, for just an increase on every front and every level for each one of us, Lord, that we would not be distracted from what you're saying to us today. And, Lord, that we would not evaluate and say, that's not for me. Lord, that you would just touch our hearts, that you would enable us to have ears that would hear and eyes that would see, and that we would easily receive from your beautiful hand. Thank you for your mercy and grace tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we seal what you've done by your blood. We thank you for your blood. We praise you for your blood. And we thank you, Lord, that we receive such a timely message, Lord, during 24/7 prayer week. I thank you, Lord, that you're stirring us up tonight in a greater capacity and measure, Lord, that our eyes will be shifted off of ourselves and onto you. Just thank you, Lord. You are so good. You are so gracious. We thank you, Lord, that the very blessings from heaven will overtake Pastor Samuel and his family and ministry. And thank you, Lord God, that he will walk in the abundant blessings that you have. And thank you, Lord, that all that he's contending for shall come to pass, and that we add our voice and we will back him up. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for you are awesome in this place, mighty God. We bless you and give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name.